File 2, Listening 1.
In this week's edition of Life Changes, I'm talking to Joe Woodford. Joe, can you start by telling us why you changed your career? You were a successful banker, I think.
Yes, people were really surprised when I left. It was a good job and I had a great salary, but it wasn't very satisfying. I've been working for myself for 3 years now. To start with, I taught financial skills to young adults at university. But for the last year, I've been going into schools to give advice to younger teenagers and their parents.
And do you find this new career more satisfying?
Definitely. I earn less, but I feel as though I'm making a real difference. It's incredible how many young people leave home with almost no money skills at all. Imagine, you've just moved out of your parents' house, you've arrived at university, or you've started your first job, and you've never had control of money before. You've never paid a bill or had a credit card. What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to spend too much.
Exactly. I can't completely stop people getting into debt, of course. After all, bank loans to students are very important, and a mortgage is a loan too. But I can give young people vital skills. In some schools, I teach 5 or 6 classes or workshops to different ages. I can show them how to create a budget for each month. Also, and this is important, I give their parents advice too.
What do parents worry about the most?
That's easy. Online security. But I've always advised people to use banking apps as long as they follow some simple guidelines.
For example?
For example, make sure you need a password to use your phone. That way, if you've lost your phone or someone has stolen it, you still have some protection. Don't follow any links from an email or text from your bank. It might be a scam that sends you to a fake site. And don't log into your banking app using public Wi-Fi. So if you're in a coffee shop or at a train station and you think, I'll just check my account, make sure you're not connected to a public network. It's much easier for someone to steal your information that way. Instead, just go online using the normal phone network.
I didn't know that, Joe. Thanks.